Shakespeare's play, A Midsummer Night's Dream, is one of theater's most performed productions. The classical composer Felix Mendelssohn wrote an overture and incidental music to accompany the play in the 1800s. Then the British composer Benjamin Britten adapted the play into an opera in 1960. And the U of I Lyric Theater's production of this opera opens tonight at Krannert Center's Tryon Festival Theater in Urbana. Several of the show's performers and directors stopped by our WIOL studios for a preview. Director Chris Gillett has performed in this opera well over 100 times in his career and gets his first chance to direct it this week. Gillett says that Britten's music helps accentuate the magic and humor of Shakespeare's original play.
It adds a sound world which helps to emphasize the magical quality of the play. And it helps delineate the characters in a way as well. I suppose most effectively, the thing that jumps to mind is the play at the end, which is very funny in the Shakespeare play, but this has now turned into a sort of pastiche, a mocking, if you like, of grand opera. What he turns out for that is glorious pastiche, but also very, very funny.
Yeah, and Chris, how did you become involved with the Lyric Theatre? How did this opportunity come about for you?
Well, I'm a singer normally by profession, and I've sung in A Midsummer Night's Dream 150 times, I think. I can't remember now, I've lost count, in many, many different productions. And I wrote a book about, particularly about singing flute, which I've sung more than any other role. And Nathan Gunn, who I've worked with a few times as a singer, read this book and just, he emailed me, asked me if I would like to direct. Having never directed before, I was a bit taken aback, and I thought about it and thought, actually, this is a good idea. So that's how it happened.
Doctoral candidate Yi-Chen Lee plays the character of Oberon, the king of the fairies, and undergraduate student Margaret Blackburn portrays his queen, Titania. Here's a portion of their opening duet. That's one of the first things we hear in Midsummer Night's Dream.
Yes.
How do you feel that kind of sets the tone for the opera?
Makes it a little tense at first. They're fighting through the whole thing,
yeah.
So it's a very jarring
tension,
beginning, I think.
Angry.
I think something a lot of people can relate to, a fight with their significant other.
Yes, I think so.
To me, I think it's Oberon in this opera is a troublemaker. He made everything, messed up everything, but finally, fortunately, he fixed everything and with a happy ending.
Master student Aaron Godwin portrays the character Flute, one of the acting troupe known as rustics or mechanicals.
And so what I love about Flute is he's not afraid to try things. And, you know, he's given this part of representing a woman in this play, this group of actors that are with ragtag bunch that's going to put on this show, hopefully for a cash prize. And at first, he's very resistant to having to play a woman. But then by the end, you see him really take a hold of that and say, well, this is what's been given to me, and I'm going to do well with it. And so I think I really like that about Flute, is that no matter what, he's going to try his hardest.
These lily lips, this cherry nose, these yellow cowslip cheeks are gone.
Gillett says audience members who are familiar with the Midsummer Night's Dream will notice a new setting for this production.
I've moved it to merry old New Hampshire.
Mm-hmm.
And a town called Athens, a small town called Athens. Of course, the whole, we can't get away from the textual implication. Well, not implication, it's there in the text that the whole thing is set in Athens. But it's not because I wanted to be sort of modernistic or necessarily make any great point about the play. Updated. I just wanted to provide a context in which this group of performers would not only feel comfortable, but understand the characters in a way that is not always necessarily available to them if they're being asked to perform it in Shakespearean dress. And as it turns out, it's provided lots of comic opportunities, dramatic opportunities, which I think make a lot of sense. So nobody should be worried that I'm messing with Shakespeare. I'm just providing a new concept, a new context in which to see the play and hopefully think, oh, this I get it.
As with most U of I Lyric Theatre productions, there are two different casts performing this weekend. Conductor Filippo Cibati, a graduate student in the Lyric Theatre program, says that poses a challenge as a conductor, but the key is using his ears.
It's not easy. We all try to do our best with the time we had. I think that one of the key to conducting in general, operas particular, is listening, right? So listening to singers and understanding the different ways they react to the sound, to the music, it's a key to be able to switch. Yes. From cast to cast.
Assistant Professor Michael Tilley with the Lyric Theatre Program says it brings together performers with a wide range of performing experience.
We love it. At Lyric Theatre, we actually embrace not only the College of Fine and Applied Arts, but the whole campus. So we have one of our rustics is a retired choral professor, Chet Alwis. So we have even more experience range. And I think it's wonderful for the undergrads. And we have the Champagne Children's Chorale, who are our fairies, directed by Andrea Scholia.
And Margaret Blackburn, who is an undergraduate, says this production has been a great learning experience for her.
I get to learn how they handle certain situations and how they prepare the music and how they get to navigate different things. And it's really, really beneficial to me to see, okay, this is how to present myself in a mature manner. This is how to be professional and how to do this. But at the same time, I get to really be like, oh, okay, like they're really letting go here. They're really doing this really well. I'm going to aspire to do that for myself. And it's a fantastic opportunity for me to, you know, step up my own game and try to kind of match the caliber that everybody else is at. It forces me to perform a lot better.
A Midsummer Night's Dream opens tonight at Cranard Center's Tryon Festival Theater, with performances tonight, tomorrow night, and Saturday at 7:30 p.m., and a Sunday matinee at 3 p.m. I'm Brian Moline, Illinois Public Media.